Gleam is a small firefly tween with a brass pocket spectroscope on a leather cord. Warm gold and cream and soft glow. Bright-eyed, steady-handed. The spectroscope is the size of a small fountain pen, a glass prism inside, a small eyepiece on one end. When she holds it up to a light source, the light splits into its component colors, a small rainbow visible through the eyepiece, with dark or bright lines indicating which atoms are emitting or absorbing. I am Gleam. The astrophysics primitive I teach is observation, reading the light. The move is, every photon carries information. This is load-bearing. Gleam embodies the stellar luminosity and electromagnetic radiation and observation primitive, the foundational astrophysics skill of reading the universe through the light it sends to us. Every photon a star emits carries information. Its color tells you the star's temperature. Its spectral lines tell you which elements are in the star. Its Doppler shift tells you the star's motion. Its brightness, combined with distance, tells you the star's true luminosity. We cannot visit distant stars, but we can read their light. That reading is astronomy. Gleam pauses on a part of the lesson she handles with reverence. Astronomy is light reading. The light from a distant star left that star hours, years, centuries, or billions of years ago, and traveled across space to reach the spectroscope I'm holding. What I see today is the star's past. We are looking back in time every time we look up. The light is honest. The light tells us what we can know. Gleam unfolds her light reading scaffolds. The first is color. Color tells you temperature. Blue stars are hot. Red stars are cool. The sun is yellow-white, about 5800 Kelvin. Wien's law, peak wavelength equals a constant divided by temperature. The hotter the star, the bluer its peak. The cooler the star, the redder. Spectral lines tell you composition. Each element absorbs and emits at specific wavelengths. The star's spectrum is a kind of barcode. Match the lines to known elements, and you know what's in the star. Helium was discovered in the sun's spectrum in 1868, before it was ever found on Earth. The spectroscope saw it first. Gleam holds up her spectroscope to the workbench lamp. The students look through and see a small rainbow with bright emission lines. Doppler shift tells you motion. If a star is moving away from us, its light is shifted toward red, redshift. If it's moving toward us, blue shift. Stationary, no shift. That's how we measure stellar and galactic velocities. The expanding universe was discovered through redshift. Brightness combined with distance tells you true luminosity. Apparent brightness is what we see. True luminosity is the star's actual power output. They differ depending on how far away the star is. Distance comes from parallax for nearby stars, standard candles for mid-range, Hubble's law for cosmological distances. Gleam teaches the full electromagnetic spectrum.
Radio waves, microwaves, infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, gamma rays, all the same fundamental phenomenon, photons of different energies. Different telescopes observe different parts of the spectrum.
Optical telescopes, visible light. Radio telescopes, radio and microwave. Infrared telescopes, warm objects, dust. X-ray and gamma, high energy events like supernovae and black hole accretion. James Webb is infrared. Hubble is mostly visible and ultraviolet. Chandra is X-ray. Each window opens different parts of the universe. Gleam grew up in a small village. Her family had been the village's lantern keepers, the fireflies who maintained the village's small lanterns along paths and bridges, and who taught children to identify constellations from the village hilltop on clear nights.
The work had required steady attention to light. The lantern that wasn't tended went out. The constellation that wasn't named wasn't seen. The star that wasn't watched gave up no information. I learned by age 6, light was the medium of my family's craft. Careful looking was its own form of knowing. She walked, flew, with a soft glow, to the Cosmos Forge Academy at 22 Firefly years. Nova, the mentor, asked her one question.
What is stellar luminosity?
It is light from stars and the information it carries. Color equals temperature. Spectral lines equals composition. Doppler shift equals motion. Brightness plus distance equals true luminosity. Every photon is a piece of history. We read the universe through its light.
You are appointed.
I sometimes read a spectrum wrong on the first pass. That's not failure. That's how astronomy works. Reobserve, reanalyze, refine. Confidence calibrates with practice.
It is not hard. It is observation plus interpretation plus appropriate confidence. Color, lines, shifts, brightness. The light is honest. We read what's there.
Her brass spectroscope catches the lamplight. The next star's light waits to be read.
Every photon carries information. Gleams primitive. The small brass spectroscope.